All right. Welcome to KFC Radio. We got a very special guest who's near and dear to everybody's heart if you're in our age group and in our demo. We got Patrick Renna live in studio with us. You affectionately know him as Ham Porter from The Sandlot. He is now Cupcake in Glow. And, you know, we all grew up on you, man, so it's wild to have you here in the flesh talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me, yeah.
I feel like you guys have been doing a Sandlot 25th reunion for like 5 years. I feel like I've been seeing it, like it's almost here, they're about to do something, then they're doing it, now we're recapping it. So I feel like you've been kind of hanging out with the guys for a little while now.
We're stringing it out as long as we can.
Yeah. As you should. As you should.
You know, we did something for the 20th, so...
Maybe that's
it has been about
that would
five,
be 5 years.
That's you nailed it, buddy.
That's how it works.
We do know how to do math here.
But yeah, we've all of us didn't get together on the 20th, and now on the 25th, eight of us are getting together. We're missing one, but so it's a lot bigger this year.
Yeah. Was it this year that you did the Dodgers? You guys like sold out Dodger Stadium, right?
Yeah, we did it a month or two ago, and they put us in the jerseys and had our character names on it.
And very cool. And they did a special showing after.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And that's where the movie was filmed at the end of Sandlot. Mm-hmm. The Jet steals home,
of course,
at Dodger Stadium, and he's a Dodger, so it kind of made it even more special.
Was Benny the Jet like the cool guy on set the way he was in the movie?
100%.
Yeah, he just a cool-ass guy. That wasn't acting. That was
he was the oldest, he was the boss, you know. Yeah. I mean, Chauncey, who plays Squints, and Brandon Adams were kind of the cool guys. Like they were the Brandon plays De Nunez, the pitcher. So but Mike was definitely the boss. He was the leader. And I was, you know, we kind of were all our parts. I was the loudmouth Ham. Yeah. It was perfect.
Do you get, with all the Ham stuff, so I feel like I just walked down the street yesterday, saw a t-shirt with the Ham on it, doing the Babe Point, right? And then I think on an Instagram ad all the time with like a Hawaiian style shirt with Ham on it.
Yeah.
What do you get on royalties for those?
You know, unfortunately, they're stiffing me on those ones. A lot of them are bootlegged, but Aaron Judge was wearing that shirt.
Right.
The Roosevelts made.
Yep.
The Roosevelts and Urban Outfitters are the two that actually got the rights, I think. Everyone else is bootlegging it.
Yeah. I think we might be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we've done that before.
Yeah,
but
you know, haven't we all?
How about the royalties from The Sandlot in general? I feel like I can't, every time I turn on the TV, I'm catching that.
Yeah, you know, you still make money on movies over the years for rentals and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's nothing to write home about.
No.
Still, money's money. Cash those checks, man.
Exactly.
That was like Adam Schefter used to always tweet out his royalties check for Longest Yard. Like,
yeah.
And one cent.
Yeah, it was, I think it was 43 cents for Schefter. Yeah. He'd get it annually because he had like just a tiny little role. And I'm sure yours is it's much girthier than Schefter's.
Well, they did a sequel to The Sandlot, unfortunately, I guess you could say. But
I was going to ask you about that.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I just found out that because I get these checks in the mail, these like $5 checks for Sandlot 2. And I was like, I wasn't in this thing, but apparently they did a flashback in Sandlot 2
footage
and used all of us for like a second. But there you go. So if you're in a movie for even a second, they got to send
free coffee that day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was there any like fuck Sandlot 2?
No, not at all. It might have been. I don't know if it was 2 or 3. I think the director of Sandlot, the original Sandlot, did one of them, and that one is better. I mean, whatever. I think they were still cute and for kids, but
yeah.
It's not like the first one, you know. I mean, that's
nothing.
Something.
Nothing's
different.
Like the first one. Yeah. In my opinion, the best baseball movie of all time.
Wow. Well, you know, I think it's also because its competition is probably like The Natural and Bull Durham, but Sandlot is for kids too.
Yeah, but it's like a children's movie, but it's like not because it's like. As an older person, you can remember being a young boy playing baseball.
100%.
So it's like very relatable.
But a 10-year-old can love it, and his 30-year-old dad can love it, and there's not much like that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's a very cool movie. You personally have, I mean, some of the most memorable moments in the movie. What would you say is your, you know, best scene, best line, or just favorite stick-out moment of The Sandlot?
Well, I think you can't really... argue with "You're Killing Me" Smalls. Like, yeah. You know, that's sort of been the one.
I don't know. I mean, I can't argue. You want to argue? We can argue.
Let's argue about it. You go. What's your favorite?
I mean,
Bacon Like a Toasted Cheeser.
You mix Wheaties with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah, toe jam is a good one. Even just like the whole s'mores scene.
Right.
You play ball like a girl scene.
Yeah.
You know, you can make some arguments, man.
All right.
There's really no dialogue or lines to it, but everybody puking on the ride and throwing in chew is. But so, I mean, you kind of answered it there. That's your.
Well, I think
go-to.
My favorite to film was, the big argument scene with the other team, the "You Play Ball Like a Girl" scene. I was actually written for Benny. And we were halfway through the movie or two thirds through the movie. And like you guys knew right off the bat, Benny was like the legend already. And I think the director went, this isn't the right scene for him because he's going to be the heartthrob. He's going to be
too smooth.
He wouldn't do this. So the day of, I got a knock on my room and he said, you're doing it.
Great audible.
Right?
That would not have played well.
So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then the following scene that leads into, which wasn't shot on the same day, was always supposed to be my scene, but where I'm talking trash behind the plate. And that was all improv'd. The director had a bullhorn. It wasn't improv by me. It was improv by him. He was in the dugout. And he just rolled camera and just started yelling out insults at me. And, you know, he'd be like, is that your sister out there in left field? She's naked, you know. And then I'd hear the director, the adult, say this. I'd start cracking up a little bit while we're rolling film, which wasn't cheap in 1992 because it wasn't digital. Right. And then I'd, you know, you'd go, okay, come on. Okay. Is that your sister out there? You know, and so it was probably a 20-minute shot that cost Fox who knows how much money. But it was the best for me to film. That was my favorite to film.
Are you a fan of the like similar movies of the same type of genre?
100%. One of my favorite movies of all time is Goonies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's sort of similar genre.
I was going to say, that wouldn't be one I thought of. I first of all, I've never seen Goonies, so that's probably...
Well, it gets lumped in with the other sports movies.
It gets compared to Sandlot a lot,
I think.
When you got those tip jars at coffee shop.
Like boys being boys type of thing.
I think it was like Mighty Ducks, Big Green...
See, I don't compare Little Sandlot Giants to those because Sandlot's not really about baseball. I mean, it is, but it isn't. You know what I mean? Like, it's got baseball, but it's about growing up and friendship and, you know, it's about...
The Mighty Ducks are like...
I was going to say, let's not slander the Mighty Ducks. Right, don't put them in a box, sir.
You're right. But Mighty Ducks is more of a sports movie.
Mm-hmm. And you think of the family, friends...
Yeah, I guess I've always just thought... I think of Sandlot as a baseball film, but I guess the sport of baseball is almost not a sport.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
We've always said baseball...
It's more than a sport.
Yeah, baseball fans to me, like football, we say is once a week on Sunday, you get some wings, get some beer, you hang out. It's more of a social event. Baseball is like a way of life.
Baseball is. Dads take their sons and their daughters, and the families all go, and they go, you know, season tickets. And
you hear countless stories about him going with grandpa, and you're like, I fucking heard this one 17 times, Dad. I don't need it again.
Yeah, nobody says I took him to, you know, Madison Square Gardens.
Watch the Knicks game. Yeah.
I mean, and I
same.
Love basketball, but it's not the same.
You're a Boston guy, right?
I am, yeah.
Are you familiar with Barstool at all? Were you like growing up in Boston or being in Boston?
Yeah, is it in Boston too?
It originated in Boston.
When they sent me this over, I was like, that sounds really familiar. Yeah. So I didn't put it together, but okay.
Started in Boston, we're all here now. So big Red Sox contingency here.
Great.
I'm a Mets fan myself. And I feel like there's always that Mets Sox.
We're good with each other.
Kindred spirit.
Yeah.
As long as bad things happen to the Yankees, we'll be good.
enemy. Get that Herb Brooks. Yeah, you need the common enemy.
I mean, to me, what's going on right now, it's like, thank God for your Red Sox. Because if I had to, I mean, the Yankees would be cruising right about now for the Red Sox.
I mean, between the Red Sox and the Yankees are almost the second best team in baseball.
And they're six games out.
I know. I mean, I was looking through the standings, and I think, who has them beat? Maybe... Houston.
Yeah, that's basically the three-headed monster right there. But does the hate for the Yankees run deep for you? I mean, to me, it, like, controls my life. So.
It doesn't. I've never been a... I left Boston at 13, and I moved to L.A. So I grew up watching Kobe and Shaq, you know. But
you went Hollywood soft.
Yeah, no, first
you didn't even fucking hesitate. You were
No.
Give me a Kobe jersey.
What I'm saying,
Burns a Ted Williams one.
No. I would never not wear a Celtics jersey. I'm just saying, when you grow up in your teens and you're surrounded by I wasn't going to be a 13-year-old going, you know, F the Lakers.
Right,
so
right.
Of course, I still have my roots in Boston and those are my teams, but I don't have hatred for LA.
I don't have it either.
Yeah, I'm not a hate.
You don't hate the Yankees?
I'm coming back to it this year, but it died in 2004. It'll never be the same. It's coming back.
You
mean
the playoffs this year? You'll hate them.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, no doubt.
It always takes a little postseason head to head.
There will never be anything like.
Also, when Jeter retired, probably because
that whole
by the time Jeter retired, it was kind of like Peyton leaving the Colts when he gave it, where it's like Look, I respect you now.
That's the thing about the hatred is it's hatred for the best and the greatest of all time. Yeah. So Bird, Magic, there was hatred with Kobe and the Celtics team, you know, the big three a couple years, you know, when they were going off, there was hatred. Now you're like, you're not going to hate with LeBron because he's a 4-year. I mean, you know, it's different. It's not going to be.
I think LeBron's.
I think
he's actually one of the few that you can carry the hate for. I don't personally because I don't really follow basketball that closely. But I would understand someone being like, look, I still hate LeBron. I fucking
we know it.
Guy.
Yeah, we know well here. There's a lot of LeBron haters in this house. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. It depends on, obviously, if they are in contention, too.
That's what I mean. I don't know if the Lakers are going to do it.
So now
the Celtics are, though. My God.
Celtics are
going to be.
They are set for the future.
Unbelievable.
Dude, after LeBron went to the Lakers, my favorite tweet was the Lil Uzi Vert, where it's just like Celtics in the East right now. Now I do what I want.
It's just doors wide open for them, man. So you're now also on Glow.
Yeah.
You're playing Cupcake. Real creepy son of a bitch on
Glow. You. Yeah, I tried.
You do
I
it
tried.
Well. Glow, I feel like, is, you know, every other day I'm like, hey, I need a recommendation on Netflix. What should I watch tonight? And it's Glow.
Yeah,
Glow,
it's great.
Yeah,
people. When we were just out in LA, they had the billboards for everywhere, like the 4-year consideration.
And in New York, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a ton of them. But in LA, it was the 4-year consideration stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like advertisements around here, but. Yeah. There it was like, hey, this is a fucking awesome show.
This is the real deal.
You should be watching this.
Yeah, I think just the cast, the ensemble cast is so talented. And I mean, all the girls are incredible. Allison Brie, and then you have Marc Maron, who's hysterical. And it's just, you know.
Maron's fucking hilarious. Yeah, and Allison Brie's the best. So,
yeah. And then the second lead got nominated for an Emmy.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Were you a wrestling guy growing up?
A little bit. I didn't pay attention to Glow, though. I might have been a little before my time.
Yeah, I was older and a little more when you get really deep into the wrestling world. But to me, it was like it's Sandlot. It was Little League Baseball, and it was wrestling for me. Like, those are my two childhood things. So really, you're just your career right now is
and Ham becomes a wrestler at the end of Sandlot. So
there you go. Right. Yeah. You're real creepy in Glow. You're basically stalking this girl. You got the shirt with her face on it and all that. What would you say is the most, let's say, romantic thing you've ever done in pursuit of a girl?
Most romantic?
Yeah, you know, like...
calling showing up with cupcakes.
The cupcake move was
not...
In his head, it was romantic.
Yeah, but it was a little creepy.
What's the most aggressive way you've ever gone after
Oh, wait, the most aggressive now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I think with my wife, we got together and then we're married 11 months later.
Oh, wow.
And I proposed to her 4 months after we were together. So that's probably the most romantic.
How many fights has it led to? You seeing random people on the street and them coming up and yelling lines to you? How many fights? Because I've had girlfriends who have yelled at, who have like had like guys yell at me. I think you had a story back when you were dating and it was you were fighting with your girlfriend.
Oh, this is the worst. And she was very upset about the website and some, you know, exposure, something a joke I had made. And she was kind of, I think she was saying, like, you only care about, like, the readers. You don't care about me. And I was like, no. And as we're, like, walking down the street on the Upper East Side, some dude's like, yo, what's up, KFC? What's up, man? I'm a big fan. I was like, shh. Not right now. Thank you. But not right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a lot of pictures, and you play ball like a girl.
Yeah,
and
my wife's pretty good about it, though. She's, you know, she's mostly, though, it's never bad. It's, you know, people coming up and saying, like what you said, like, oh, you were my childhood, I grew up on you. Mm-hmm. And,
but even that, even things that aren't bad can get annoying for the person you're with. For the person you're with, where they're like, I'm so sick of this.
When those $5 royalty checks keep rolling in, man.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. What are you going to do? You gotta own it, and you got to love it.
As
and
long
appreciate
as the check clears.
No, I think as long as people are cool. The only time maybe it gets a little hairy is if you're out drinking.
Yeah.
And then people have had a little bit too much to drink, and their strength radar is not quite there, and they get a little push happy. Or,
really?
Not like hug happy. No, yeah, it's a little too strong of a hug. Like, oh, man,
no
you're
touching.
Sweaty, I'm sweaty. I don't want a sweaty hug right now.
Who wins in a fight? You versus Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks. Catcher versus goalie. Kind of like the, you know, the quarterback of each team.
No, I feel
like
question.
Both positions kind of have the stereotypes along with them. I feel like you guys kind of represent each. Like when I think of like a catcher and a goalie as like in children's sports, like it's you two guys.
Well, does he have a hockey stick and I have a bat?
Yeah, let's say you got your respective.
Wow,
your
weapons. I was thinking bare knuckle brawl. We can turn this into a weapons match.
No. You know, I mean, the only problem is a hockey stick's got more reach, so he
might.
You
thought about this?
I have. I've fallen asleep thinking about Goldberg. You know, I probably would win. I probably would.
Oh,
win.
You said that so nonchalantly.
You know,
like, I don't want to be cocky, listen, but like, it
obviously
was,
everyone agrees here.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Well, we'll have to get Goldberg in here and ask him and see what he thinks. Actually,
make sure I'm not here when you do that.
We have a. It's called Rough and Rowdy. It's like a amateur boxing, like kind of. We're throwing a pay per view in August, and we always try to get grudge matches and pit each other against them. So, if you ever want to box Goldberg on a live
like
pay-per-view,
actually fight,
yeah,
actually,
yeah. 3 1-minute rounds.
Where's Goldberg from?
It's a good question. Why? Like, what if?
I don't know if he's from
like
New York.
Connecticut's not.
Oh,
big
he's from New York. You can't back
like
down.
Montana.
You're a Boston guy.
Yeah, oh, that would be better if he's a boss. If he's a New York guy,
yeah,
we could do a little Boston.
He might be a New York guy.
I mean, he kind of has that, like,
I think he's a New York guy. I ran into him over the years a couple times, and he's actually one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I don't know if you've met him, but
no. You just want to beat his head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, he's so nice. You just kind of want to clock him right in the dome.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming through. Thanks for all the memories with Sandlot, and go check him out in Glow. He is one creepy son of a bitch.
Thank you very much. I take that with the, you know, that's just beautiful.
CT, he's an incredible actor for your consideration.
There you go.
Cupcake.
Best guest star. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.